Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, because then you become part of the solution. MyPillow.com, if you want to help with the solution here. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's made it easier. Not the easiest, but easier for us to make money online. I mean, a lot of us have been kind of squelched by, you know, Facebook and Twitter and other places. And it's next to impossible for us to make money off of these things. So if you get involved and head over to MyPillow.com, everything there you use at home, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, all that stuff. And yet what you really need to do is take a look. I know some of you go, well, it's so expensive. Not anymore. He's got slippers for $29.99 if you use promo code Joe. How is that expensive? Unless you're going to Walgreens and buying that stuff made in China for $9. You really want to do that? Seriously. You know, all you eco-friendly, kid-friendly people, they've got kids working for next to nothing in those plants. And they could care less about the ecosystem. So put your money where your mouth is. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, all kinds of stuff there. Check it out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. So get on it, get involved, get engaged. All right. Back at it. There is so much going on. You know, today's SCOTUS rulings, a lot of them, I don't know if they were totally expected. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, again, there was a lot there. A lot came down. And we're going to be unpacking that for the next few days. I hope, anyway. If you're with me, I hope. And you're going to hear so much more. You're going to start seeing how much the Democrats hate Christians. How much they start pushing back on all of this. You what? You mark my words. They're already talking, Biden. He's already pushing for and demanding Congress pass an Equality Act. But if you read what he wants in it, it's not an Equality Act at all. It's a Let's Hold Christians Down Act is what it is. Seriously. He wants them to immediately pass the Equity Act, a piece of legislation that would open the door for massive legal assaults on churches. Now, the Equity Act is legislation that would massively overhaul our federal civil rights framework in order to mandate special privileges for sexual orientation, gender identity, expand abortion access, gut religious liberty, leaving many to suffer the consequences, including women, children, medical professionals, parents, teachers. Do you understand this is 180 degrees from what our founding fathers wanted? There is no way. You can't lie your way, make your way out of it. You can today because the education system has failed our kids so terribly that you've got a large group of kids that have no clues to how government works, thinks that laws and rules in SCOTUS should be acting on emotion and feeling and where you feel. Look, they're already out there saying cancel student debt. They entered that debt. They willfully entered that debt. And they want somebody else to pay for it. Gee, mommy and daddy, what did you do for that child? Right? Did you pay all its debts? Did you make sure they didn't feel bad about anything? They have to work. My kids had to work for stuff. I didn't just hand them stuff. Now, they may be very unhappy about that, but later on in life, it taught them a little bit of responsibility. And not just them, me. My parents did the same thing to me. And other parents that I know, that I hang out with, that I talk to, had the same mindset. You don't just hand your kids stuff. Let them work for it. Let them understand what a good day's work is all about. When they went to those schools, they chose those classes. They chose those courses. They chose to get themselves in debt like that. Why should I have to pay for it? What if I had no kids that went to college? Why do I? And don't give me this greater good for the country crap, because a lot of the classes these kids took have nothing to do with making the country better. I guarantee you that people that took classes in engineering, psychiatrists, engineering, I'm going all over the place, right? Doctors, surgeons, those kind of things. They're having no problem paying their bills. They're having no problem paying their college bills. Right? But if you took a degree in intersectionality in South American countries, you really thought you were going to get paid for that? I'd question your parents' sanity for allowing you to go down that road or to encourage you to. I mean, think it through, honestly. Anyway, back to the Equity Act legislation would massively overhaul our federal civil rights. Now, again, this would fly in the face of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is absolute. Now, I know that some say First Amendment, yeah, you can't yell fire in a theater. Why not? I don't want anybody to get hurt. Don't get me wrong. You're missing my point here, but why not? I mean, first of all, if we brought up our kids right, if we brought up people right, with true compassion for others, you wouldn't yell fire in a theater as a joke, would you? Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do. Yeah, I know you guys, I get distracted. I have these wonderful people in my chat room. You can find that at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. It's always funny to watch what they lock in on. And truly, if you think about something, right? If Joe Biden the other day, when he walked off that MSNBC set, truly believing that he was done. Not even, if you look at his face, he didn't even know where he was walking to. Walking out while she's closing the show. I've been on sets like that. as you guys know. When I used to do RT and CNN regularly, you wait. There is a guy standing on the other side of her, basically with his hand out, going, okay, hang tight, shut up, say nothing. And she's doing the closing, and you know. And they tell you that ahead of time, too. Anyway, long and short of it is, he's not on the planet. All right, back to the Equity Act, or the Equality Act that he asked for. He's asking for a law that flies in the face of the First Amendment. And I was saying this, I know some of you get upset at me when I say stuff like this. But the First Amendment, you see, the reason our founding fathers, and you give them a lot of credit for being smart, and I still believe they're smart guys. But I don't think they ever thought that our society would spiral down into the depths of hell where we're at today. You know, seriously. We don't have statesmen anymore in our state legislators or in our federal legislators. We have legislators that are swearing at us using the F word from the floor of Congress or state houses. Why? When did that become okay? I mean, I'm sorry, some of you I know that listen to the show won't agree with me. But what do you have, such a limited vocabulary that you can't find a different word to use? If you're down at the docks and you need to use the F word, all right, fine, use it if you need to. But not when you're on the floor of a state capitol or in a federal building. There's no reason for it. Make your case. You know, it just reminds me of the mindset of some of these people who think you have to yell loud. Like if you're yelling louder or you're using nastier words, you win, and you're right. It doesn't work that way. That's not real. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It drives me, this mindset drives me nuts with all of this. So, as I was saying before, you should be allowed to yell fire in a theater. Are we so stupid? Or I should say that. Have we gone down that dark road where somebody would actually do that to watch someone get hurt? Because that person should be put in jail for quite some time. And not for the freedom of speech of yelling, you know, fire, but for fraud and deceit or something. We'll come up with something. Now, you may have the right to do that, but is it morally right to do that? It's always the question you should be asking yourself anyhow. Is it legal? Yeah. Do you have a right to do it? Yes. Should you do it? No. But we can't be. My dad used to say this back in the 70s. And I thought he was a freak. I have a joke about my father. I always said he was a flaming idiot till I was 25. And then all of a sudden he started to get smart. I don't know what happened to him. But he used to say, it's going to get to the point, Joe, or Joey, as he called me. It's going to get to the point. We're going to have to legislate common sense because people aren't using it anymore. He's right. He's dead right. Anyway, so now they're looking to put this equality. It'll never pass. I hope to God it'll never pass Congress. I never know anymore. Right? And so it'll pass, you know, again, I hope it doesn't pass Congress. And this would pretty much wipe out your right as a Christian to exercise your faith. Anything somebody walked in to do. And here's the funny thing about it. Those people that wanted that website, it wasn't the only place that provided that. And this is what they do all the time. And the web designer said, hey, look, if they came in here with a clothing line, right, or came in here with an event or a party or whatever they were doing, I wouldn't have said no to them as long as I wasn't celebrating what my religion calls sin. You don't have a right to come in here and tell me what I can and can't do. You know, again, I choose my stories. I choose the topics that I want to talk about. You're not going to come in here and force me. Then what? Anyway. The real effect of this bill would not be to eradicate discrimination, but really to erase freedom of thought. You wouldn't be able to think things through anymore. You wouldn't have the right to believe what you want to believe. You wouldn't have a right to step out on what your belief system is. And some of you are saying, well, what if you believe black people shouldn't eat in a restaurant? Well, then I'm an idiot. It's a totally different animal. There's no sin in being black. There's no sin in being Hispanic. I'm talking from a Christian point of view. Get over yourself. Right? I mean, seriously. There's really no sin in being stupid, but we see a lot of them. But for, again, for me to have to celebrate, whether it's cake, camera, website, photography, whatever, decorating, to have to celebrate sin, not right. You can't make me do it. In America, no person should face discrimination according to what they're going to put up. This is the president's full statement. Because they are, because of who they are or who they love, the Supreme Court, see, why do they call it discrimination? No, really, seriously. I mean, isn't it discrimination when you won't let me practice my religion? Okay? But you'll let others practice their heathenism? I mean, seriously. The Supreme Court's disappointing decision today undermines that basic truth. Painful that it comes down during Pride Month when millions of Americans across the country join together to celebrate the contributions, resilience, and strength of the LGBTQ I plus community. The court's decision only addresses expressive original design. I'm deeply concerned that the decision could invite more discrimination. How? He never says how. They never do that. They throw these little stink bombs out there, but they never back them up. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's announcing another one. Biden detailed how this new plan differs from the original.
We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act. That will allow Secretary Cardona, who's with me today, to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances.
Biden argues that Republicans snatched away hope for millions of Americans. Republicans largely agreed with the Supreme Court ruling Friday, which said Biden's student loan relief was wrong to go around Congress. Wall Street's closing sharply higher to cap a strong first half. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I let the baseline play out. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, depending on how you look at it. But I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you text me. Again, a lot of good things. A lot of good things happening. Appreciate the information that you're giving me. But let's get back to the crazy stuff. Well, because it's so much fun, don't you think? The talking about Joe Biden's demand that Congress pass the Equality Act again. It is strictly aimed at punishing SCOTUS, but he's doing exactly, you know. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this one. He's doing exactly what he should be doing. Right, I mean, so this law or this edict of his was shot down. So what's going to happen, or what should happen, is it goes back to Congress, and Congress has to figure out if they want it, if they want this as a law, if they want this as a bill or whatever, then what they have to do is they have to create a law that falls within the guidelines of the Constitution. That's always what was supposed to happen. It was never meant to be that once there was a ruling from SCOTUS that it would die. That was not the case at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, Boston University law students now are asking for therapy in response to the recent Supreme Court decision. So this means that these yahoos, yeah, you heard me, these yahoos, whatever you want to call them. Right, you're looking at this, and basically, they didn't like the outcome. I mean, how are they going to be good, aggressive attorneys? What do they think was going to happen as an attorney? Boston University School of Law students were offered therapy after three conservative Supreme Court justices' decisions this week about affirmative action, religious freedom, and student debt forgiveness. Figures is in Boston. It's so sad. Remember something? You know, it's pretty much where it all started. When the Bostonians really had guts. When they really knew how to fight and push back and keep their rights. And not cow down and cower in a corner somewhere. And that's what's going on here with these libs now in Boston. The BU Law Student Government Association statement sent out to the law student Friday afternoon denounced law school, denounced the three Supreme Court decisions of the week. Right? And an email obtained by a local news source, the student board began by lambasting the Supreme Court's decision. Now, these are students. These are law students. They've got no real time under their belt. But they know more than the justices do. Right? Anyway. The assenting judges went so far as to say that race-based admission system uses race as a negative and operates as a stereotype. They may couch their opinion in legal jargon, but we all know what the opinion aims to do. Advocate for a colorblind admission process. Yes, it should be colorblind. It should only have to do with your merit. It should only have to do with what you've done in school and, you know, how you pass certain tests and how you move forward. However, as many of our students know, and Justice Sotomayor says it in her dissent, ignoring race will not equalize a society that is racially unequal. Right. Because, again, what it assumes is that black people are too stupid to learn. We got great black attorneys. We have great black businessmen. We have great black judges. We have great black legislators. I'm missing something here. Really. They use it as a crutch, and the Democrats use it to keep you down. As Alfonso Rachel said the other night, as Joe said, bottom line with us, white supremacy exists, and it emanates from the Democrat Party. They keep telling you how you can't make it. Think about it. They keep telling you how you can't make it, how the white man keeps you down, right? Why don't you go really look at what the Democrats have done for you over the years, over the decades? What have they really done to help you? The university's law school is not offering specialized counseling for students, but recommends resources that are already available. Two of the resources were BU Behavioral Medicine, BU Student Well-Being. BU Behavioral Medicine offers therapy on an all-call basis. Why would you need, God bless, we raised a generation of squishies. We've raised a generation that can't deal with adversity because you parents who raised those kids, for the most part, did everything for them. Got them out of trouble. Didn't allow, when they made bad decisions, you saved their behinds. And now they can't deal with anything that doesn't go their way. You told them how great they were. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets to hit. Doesn't work that way. You can't make life that way. I've always said this, as long as you have, and it's the truth. As long as you have human beings on the planet, you will have racism. You'll have bigotry. You'll have hate. And it's, listen, if you think about being gay today and being gay 30 years ago, you're telling me there's been no strides made? Really? You talk about being an interracial couple today and an interracial couple back in the 40s and 50s, you're telling me there's no strides being made? You think you're going to flick a switch and get everybody to start thinking the way you do? You're going to give them electric shock therapy to get them there? What are you going to do? You Democrats, how do you see this? Put them in gulags? Put them in re-education camps, maybe. Really, seriously. And you call us Hitler? You call us Nazis? You call us fascists? You are everything. And it's right in their playbook. You are everything that you call us. You do everything that you call us. Look, I saw this. I wrote a book back in 2016. I'm not a book writer. I'm not even a book reader, really. Right? But I wrote a book called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels, all the things the left hates and calls crazy. It's still available on Amazon. I don't know how much it's even selling for these days. But I lay out some of these things. The very first, the very first chapter is absolutes, comma, absolutely not. Why? Because if you have rights and wrongs, if you have definite right and wrong, then you have to make a stand. You have to apologize for doing something wrong. If you don't have rights and wrongs, then you get a free pass, no problem. Student government criticized the decision, which gave Christian web designer the right to deny services to same-sex couples, and condemned Biden versus Nebraska, which ruled that the proposed student loan forgiveness plan was unconstitutional. But see, this is where, what's the law school teaching? It is unconstitutional. There's only one branch that has, you know, purse strings. That's the Congress. That is the House. Why is it unconstitutional? Help me understand. And I don't want to hear you start saying, well, you don't understand that, you know, we got into that trouble because of, programs offered by the government. No. What's unconstitutional? Don't care about what your feelings. I want to know about the Constitution. Okay, bottom line with this, purse strings are held by Congress. If Congress wanted to forgive that debt, if Congress wanted to get around this, they need to pass a law that gets around it. And Joe's not going to let go. He's going to still try to get around it. Because they don't care about the law. The mantra that nobody's above the law does not apply to them. Right? These three decisions, lengthy court battles and rulings. They feel like they erode the rights of the marginalized communities. And it undermines the very diversity upon which our nation was built. Not true. You know, when my grandparents got here, when my family got here from another country as immigrants, they had to prove they could sustain themselves or they had somebody that would take care of themselves, that they would be able to pay their own bills. Gee, go figure. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Sorry, I was laughing too hard to get back on the mic. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I so much appreciate your time with me. You know, you spend it on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just get involved. Just be involved. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? We're supposed to be, I don't know, I guess helping each other out to a certain degree. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, I had to calm down, right? I mean, seriously. Some of the stuff, just, it makes you nuts. Because they want to, you know, they're so weak of mind, the left, that they want to fit in. And if they're in a large crowd where people are touting whatever it is, transgenderism, striptease in front of 5-year-olds, well, then they'll go for it because they don't want to be left out. Scary, isn't it? Scary to me, anyway. And anybody with two brain cells, anybody who loves kids, it's scary to them as well. And that's why you have to keep up the fight. You can't stop. You know, they're sneaky because right about the time you figure you've got it covered and everything's cool, they come up with a different angle. Joey B's not going to stop trying to pay these loans off. He needs the votes. Again, you parents never taught these kids to pay their own bills, did you? I hope to God you're not as entitled. You probably are. You wouldn't be teaching them those kind of things. Seriously. Well, let's see how inclusive Google's going to be, because I think some of you inferred it earlier. Google, Christy Google workers are upset because they're being forced to put up with all the drag shows, drag queen shows. Now, Google was forced to back off sponsoring the Pride and Drag Show on Tuesday, featuring Peaches Christ. Isn't that amazing? I mean, seriously, why don't you come up with Peaches Muhammad? Look, I'm just being real with you guys. You never hear them go after Muslims. Why? Why do you think that is? Look, I've got Muslim friends. They're not violent people. But why do you think that is? They have the same basic rules and lifestyles that we have. They pray more than we do. And you guys think praying is crazy. Now, Google was forced to back off sponsoring the Pride and Drag Show Tuesday, featuring Peaches Christ at the LGBTQ bar in San Francisco, after a petition was sent to the HR claiming religious discrimination. Their provocative and inflammatory artistry is considered a direct affront to religion beliefs and unsensitive to Christians. The drag performer who performs describes himself as a cult leader. Peaches Christ, the stage name for the 49-year-old Joshua Grinnell, shared a post from the Satanic Temple called the Gender Affirmation Ritual Series in drag. So they're doing drag. They're doing nasty gyrations as Christ or Christ on the cross. Now, the employees complained that the event violated one of Google's event guidelines, which banned sexually explicit activity. So they didn't cancel it and cut it because they were offending Christians. No. Because they agreed that it was sexually explicit activity. Now, Google spokesman Chris Pappas told CNBC it's no longer categorized the drag show as a company-recognized diversity, equity, and inclusion event. Wow! A DEI event, right, except that it excluded Christians, but that's okay. I wonder if they had any Christian events. You know, notice that Google doesn't put anything up about Resurrection Day, Ash Wednesday, right, Christmas. I mean, look at what they put up on the Christian/religious holidays. Watch what they do. He said the team that planned the final drag event did so without going through the standard event process. While the event organizers have shifted the official team event on site, the performance will go on at the planned venue. It's open to the public. Employees can still attend, but it's not a Google-sanctioned event. Wow. We've long been very proud to celebrate and support the LGBTQ+ community. Our Pride celebrations have regularly featured drag artists for many years, including several this year. Conservatives celebrated the win for the Christian employees online being hurt. You know, one person said that this is amazing, right? Google isn't the only company to experience blowback on this kind of... You know, it's about time. You Christians, you sit there, you set up, you think you're going to get along with everybody. You're worried about your job. Let me tell you what. If you truly believe what the Bible says about your job, God is your sufficiency. God is your supplier. God is your provider. Not your job. Not Google. That simple. Let them hire all the heathens they need to hire. God will open up another door for you. He'll give you another job somewhere else that will probably pay you better. And you won't have to put up in that environment. But you haven't been taught that. See, again, the squishy just isn't on the side of the left. The squishy is on the side of the right, too. You squishy Christians that only go to church on Sunday morning, but you don't really practice what you preach. You don't practice what you've been taught. You wear a cross around your neck. You think that's all you need to do. You're called to show the love of Christ. You're called to preach the gospel. Tell the good news of Jesus. That doesn't mean you evangelize at every event you're at. But you don't go to an event that's 180 degrees, flies in the face of God's law, God's rules, and think you're getting along with people. It's wrong. School defense showing third graders. Yeah, I know. I could go on that one for a good hour. School defense showing third graders gender film without parental consent. There is no defense. You can't defend that. You should all be fired. You should all be brought up on child pornography charges. Granby, Connecticut seems to be the unusual place for a culture war. Parents here finally are fed up. About time. The other day at the Wells Road Intermediate School, we're shown a video about gender identity. It was part of the school's Pride Month celebration. Yay! Jasper, who uses they-them pronouns, says, "What pride means to me is nobody can tell me or tell you what to do." Really? Well, that's always good to let your kids know. I said, "I love dolls. Boys can play with dolls. Look, G.I. Joe's a doll. Give me a break." "I have two moms," says Mavis, who uses she, her pronouns. "I call them mommy and mama. What pride means to me is just being myself and standing up for what I believe in." Well, gee, maybe Christians should jump on that bandwagon. "What pride means to me is being myself and standing up for what my Savior wants." You know, there's a movement to take back the rainbow. I agree with it. You know, everything gets distorted, everything. Remember something from a biblical standpoint, right? The devil is known for taking God's law, God's word, God's issues, and perverting them, twisting them. And it all starts in the garden when he says, "Did God really say you couldn't touch it? God knows you'll be like him if you eat the fruit." You see what I mean? And what do they say again? There's nothing wrong with it. Now, Planned Parenthood has come out and said, "Hey, virginity, it's a social construct. It's left over from the old white patriarchy. So now being a virgin is not a big deal." Wow. And I'm saying that for both sides, men and women. I'm not just talking about women. Parents said they were not told in advance, were not given the opportunity to opt their kids out of the video presentation. One parent, Mike Cremarco, he said, "Who are you to tell us what to teach our kids? Who are you to tell us what our kids can see?" You know, the funny part about it, these professionals, because if they were professional, which I don't buy anymore, right? Yeah, they're professionally trying to whack your kids out is what they're trying to do. Although, again, you've got some great teachers that don't do stuff like this. Right, but you know, you teachers don't have a right to indoctrinate these kids. You don't have a right to teach them about your pride stuff. You don't have them a right to teach them about your sexual orientation and what is right and what is wrong. You don't have that right. And the only professionalism you have, you don't take 5 years or 4 years of child psychology and specialize in that field. You think because you take a cursory class in it, you've got all the answers. You don't. And all this damage that's being done to these kids, it's on you. And I hope someday it hits you like a Mack truck. And you wake up and realize what you're doing. And you drop to your knees and you repent for what you've done to these kids. For the damage and the hate you've instilled in these kids. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Have a great and safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. But I want you back here with me next week.